Today's daf is Chulin daf Samaches, and we are at the beginning of a new perek, the fourth perek of Maseches Chulin, another festa perek Behema Hamakasha. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Mordechai Tzvi Ben Harav Zelek. So the topic of the beginning of perek Behema Hamakasha is Hilcha Shechita, specifically the halacha of the Ben Pekua. So one of the chidushim that you find in the world of Shechita is that although it is so part and parcel of the fabric of Yiddishkeit that you're not allowed to eat meat of an animal unless it had a proper Shechita, there is a very, very notable exception to that rule. And that is in the event that a Shechet would shecht a female animal, and that animal was carrying an ober, it was carrying a fetus. The halacha is that the Shechita of the mother works for the fetus as well. And when this fetus is born, the halacha is that you would be able to eat from it without it having a proper shechita. The mekar to this halacha is a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, one of the many psukim that talk about kosher animals, non-kosher animals. It says, "V'chol behema mafreses parsa, v'shoisas shesa, shtei frosais malas geira ba behema oisatoicheil." And the Gemara, and this is in tomorrow's daf, is going to say that the beginning of the pasuk mentions v'chol behema, and then towards the end of the pasuk you have the word ba behema, and we darshin behema ba behema, as if to say that if there's a behema inside a behema, and you did a shechita to the larger behema, to the mother, that shechita is going to work for the child as well. Now, in terms of all the details, that is the topic of the parak, and I think really without any further introduction, we begin another classic perek. So perek Behema Mekasha is classic. Perek Elutrefis was classic. Perek HaShoichet was classic. Hakol Shoichten is classic. The prokem we're going to learn after Behema Mekasha is also going to be classic. But not all classic prokem were created equally. Elutrefis is very shastig, very yisodi in the world of kashrus, the pictures, a lot of the fascinating halachic controversies and polemics that came about as a result of it. See the last three raid bites. Perek Behema Mekasha is classic more from a lundisha perspective. So think a shnayim oichsim, cheskes habatim type of perek tucked away here. Either way, Zokta Mishnah, Behema Mekasha leleid. There was a behema that was about to be slaughtered, Rashi says, and at that time it was also in labor. It was delivering its baby. And at that time, the uber that was inside the mother took its hand, its foreleg, and it left the rechem of the mother, the hechzira. But then immediately it went right back inside the mother. So for this fleeting moment, the quote-unquote hand of the uber had left the mother, but then it retracted. The halach is mutar b'achila, you're going to be allowed to eat. Tomorrow we'll have a detailed discussion. Does that mean you're allowed to eat the uber? Does it mean you're allowed to eat even the hand? In the event that the uber didn't just take its hand and leave the body of the mother, but its head left, even if the head went back inside the mother, hareza kiyalot, it's as if this uber was born, and if it's as if the uber was born, then the halach is, it's no longer going to be mutar ba'achila. So what's the general point of the reshna of the Mishnah? The introduction, like we mentioned, is the idea that in the event that somebody shechts a mother and there's an uber inside, the shechita of the mother is going to work for the child as well. That's pashat, that only works to the extent that we assume that the mother didn't yet give birth to this child. If the child was born, well, then it's no longer considered an uber. And if that's the case, the shechita of the mother is not going to work. Says the Mishnah, what would be if there wasn't a proper conventional leida, but at the same time, one of the evarim of the uber left the mother? Would that be considered a leida so that now the shechita of the mother wouldn't work anymore from the uber, or would it not? Says the Mishnah, it depends. Hoitzio uber es yodai, then the halach is mutar b'achila, because the hoitzah of the yad is not considered a leida. Hoitzio es roishoi hareza kiyalot, because that already would be considered a leida. The Mishnah continues, it says, Mutter b'achila. What would be in the event that somebody would go inside the rechem of the mother to the upper, cut one of the evarim? The halacha is that after you shecht the mother, that evar would be mutter b'achila. Minat chaylu, minat klayes. If, however, somebody would go into the guf of the mother, not into the rechem, but into the guf, some other part of the guf, and would break one of the internal organs of the mother, and then you would shecht it, asa b'achila, it would be asa b'achila. What's this all about? Because we know there's an iser eva menachai. And eva menachai means, not only are you not allowed to eat a live animal, what it means is that if somebody would go and cut the aver of an animal, and then shecht the animal itself, it would still be asur to go and eat that aver. So says the Mishnah, that within the world of the shechita of the mother working for the uber, likta tzveita chedesh, and that is that in the event the person would go and would break off one of the evarim of the uber, as long as the aver remains inside the rechem, inside the mother, then if you do the shechita would be metayaret. Here the chiddush is that you would think it's eva menachai, and based on that it shouldn't be okay, kamash malon, that it's going to be fine. But it's only true if the aver that was broken was an aver of the ober. If somebody would go and break one of the internal organs of the mother and leave it there, I don't care that you left it there. Once you break it, it's already considered eva menachai. At that point, it would be asa b'achila. In fact, as it relates to the second part of the Mishnah, we have a rule. Zeh haklal, dovah shegufa asar. Anytime there's some break that's part of the guf of the mother, then even if you do a shechita later, it's going to be asar because it's eva menachai. V'she'in a gufa, but if it's not part of the guf of the mother, rather it's part of the guf of the upper mutter, it's going to be mutter, because then the shechita on the mother is going to go and work for the Ober as well. So not the easiest Mishnah in the world, and you could see how maybe not the easiest Gemaras in the world are going to follow. But what's the general gist of the Mishnah, specifically the Reisha of the Mishnah, because that's going to be the topic of today's daf. Behema ha-mekasha leilet. There was a behema, b'shash shechita, that was in labor. It was mekasha leilet. The halach is that the shechita of the mother is going to work for the Ober as well. Behema, ba-behema, the premise of the parak. But during the shechita, the uber was moitzi one of its evarim. Says the Mishnah, if it was hoitzia uberes yodoy, if the aver was the yad, vehechzira, that's going to be a very important word in the daf, and then it took its hand and withdrew and brought it right back into the rechem, talach is mutar b'achila. And pashup shad is, because hoitzia uberes yodoy is not considered a leida. If it's not considered a leida, so the halacha behema b'behema is going to apply. Hoitzia es roshay, in the event that it took its head out, then afal pishach zira, even if it brought it back in, so at the time of the shechita, the rosh, the entire behema was inside the mother, I don't care, hareza kiyalud, because once it was moitzni its rosh, we view it as a leida. If it's a leida, now already the halacha behema, the behema is too late, right? Just a picture, in the event that the behema was born, and then you would somehow take the behema and surgically put it back into the mother, of course you wouldn't have the halacha of behema b'behema. It has to be prior to the leida. Once it's hoitzi, it's roishi, that's already considered a leida, and at that point, this halacha would not be true. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, ve'ever atzmai asr. As it relates to the very, very, very first halacha in the Mishnah, behema mekasha leilet v'hoitzei ober az yodoy v'hechzire mutar b'achila. Said Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, that although the Mishnah says mutar b'achila, you know what mutar b'achila means? It means the ober. It means the part of the ober minus the yad, the part of the ober that never left the body. However, that aver itself, that proverbial yad that left, that is going to remain awesome. My time, and what's the reason? It's based on a whole nother source. And by the way, this source may come as a shock if you've never seen this. The Amakra, the Pasuk says, Ubas basada treifa loisoichelo. Sounds familiar? That's the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, the very last Pasuk in Shmoyis Perach of Beis. It's the Pasuk that begins Vanshe Kodesh Tiyanli. It's the Pasuk that underpins almost the entire Perakelu Treifas. And that Pasuk that says, Ubas basada treifa loisoichelo, although literally it means all the different treifas, but Chazal learned a whole nother aloch from here. And that is, Kimish Yatza Basa Chutzam Chitzasai. Once Basa leaves its Mechitza, Nesser at that point, it becomes Asar. Chazal darshin from the words ubasar basada treifa loisai chelo, that in addition to the ikra locha of treifa, there's something else going on here. And that is, the Torah is telling me that if basar has a mechitza, meaning basar has to be eaten in a certain area based on some halacha, we'll see many applications to this, or if basar is in a certain area, then it's allowed to be eaten. Same thing in different words. Then, in the event that it leaves that mechitza, the halacha is, there'll be a loisase in the Torah. For you to go ahead and eat it, the loisase is basar basar the trefa loisachel. Where do you even see it in this pasuk? Isn't the pasuk talking about trefa? Yeah, but the pasuk also uses the word basad. And Chazal were very bothered. Basar basar the trefa, basar trefa loisachel. Doesn't matter if it's in the sada, doesn't matter if it's in the bias. Doesn't matter if it's in the schlachtois or in the supermarket. The halacha is, who basar basar the trefa loisachel. You're never allowed to eat trefa. Why did the Torah emphasize sada? The answer is because sada is considered outside, right? Out of bounds. And what the Torah is coming to tell me is that in addition to ubasar trefa loisachelu, there's an idea of ubasar basada loisachelu. What does that mean? If there's a mechitza and it's outside of the mechitza, there's going to be a lav in the Torah of loisachelu. Now, why does it say trefa as it relates to that lav? Okay, tell me, it's two independent lav. And there's ubasar basada loisachelu, ubasar trefa loisachelu. But Chazal again darshan that even in the drasha of ubasar basada loisachelu, the Torah wanted trefa, and the Torah wanted these two lavin to be joined by the hip. We want them to be in the same exact pasuk. And the reason is because Chazal learned that this iser mechitza is dumya de trefa. How so? Just like a trefa, once it's a trefa, always a trefa, even if it has a refuah shalema, for sanefesh or for sakuf, it doesn't matter. It's still going to remain usher as a trefa, raid from perikelu trefas, and on today's daf from the Friya de Gemachzer. But just like there's an idea by a trefa, once a trefa, always a trefa, so too as it relates to this iser of ubasa basada loisachelu, once it leaves nemechitza, even if it comes back, it's still going to remain usher. So said Rav, that although beima makasha leilet v'hoitzi uberes yadoi, the halacha is the chzira mutar b'achila, that's only true as it relates to the ober. Meaning, we don't view the hoitzi es yodei as a leida to say that you don't have the heter anymore of behema ba behema, you don't have the heter that the shchit of the mother is going to work for the child. You do have the heter, because the hoitzi es yodei is not considered a leida. Stating that, there's another problem over here. Because being that there's an iser of ubasar basada loisaychelo, and that iser of ubasar basada is dumi de trefa, afal pisha chzira, so says Rav, I want you to know that as it relates to the Aver itself, it left its mechitza, and being that it left its mechitza, you're not going to be able to eat it even if it was a chzira. Now, where did it leave its mechitza? What is the mechitza? So it's pasha. The mechitza of being able to eat the uber without a shechita is the guf of the mother. It's ba behema. It's behema ba behema. So to the extent that it left the ba behema, it left the mother, it's considered basar basada loisachelu, and afal pisha hechzira, dumya de trefa, the halach is, it's not going to be okay. So according to Rav, when the Mishnah says behema makasha leilid, v'yitzei uber es yadei v'hechzira mutar b'achila, means that the uber is mutar b'achila. But as it relates to the yad itself, that not related to a completely new halacha, ubasa basada trefa loisachelu. Now, Be'ezer Hashem in the raid, we're going to talk more about ubasa basada trefa loisachelu. At the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to talk more about it. But we're going to see ubasa basada trefa loisachelu includes it in a lot of halachas. For example, Rashi quotes it right here. In this part of the Gemara, we know there's a psul yoytze that underpins the entirety of Seder Kachim. The Gemara is going to say that basar kachim that leaves its mechitza. So basar kachim that leaves the Azara. Basar kachim kalim that leaves Yerushalayim. Ma'aseh sheni that leaves Yerushalayim. Being that the Torah says it has to be eaten in those mechitzas, once it leaves, if you would go ahead and eat it, even if it came back, you'd be over this lav. This is a very general lav. In fact, there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether it would be Malkis on this lav or not. Taisva says it's a lav shabbat klolus at first glance because it's a lav that includes a setrefa, but also this new halacha, uvu basa basada trefa leischela, which itself has all these disparate applications. But the bottom line is, says Rav, that based on this other halacha, basa basada trefa leischela, the yad itself is going to be also b'achila. One other point, which I think is critical for Pashat Havana of the Gemara we're about to learn, and that is Rav's chiddush that the iver atzma yasser is really that the Aver is going to be Aser even if the animal was a Chzir. Meaning, that's Pashit. Again, it doesn't have to be Pashit, but L'maskara Sagamara, it's going to emerge that it's Pashit. It's very helpful to be aware of this at the onset. That even without Rav, that's Pashit. That if one would shech the mother, while the Yad of the Uber was outside of the mother, even though we say that the Hoytzias Yodi doesn't constitute a Leidah, so that the Uber is Mutter, but the Yad itself is out of bounds. And because the Yad is out of bounds, you for sure wouldn't be able to eat the Yad. And that's without the Loch of Ubasa Basada Trefa Loisachel. Where Chapsanaf Gemino, Ubasa Basada Trefa Loisachel, is that even if it's a Chzira, the Halach is, it's still going to remain Nasser. And the reason is because Ubasa Basada Trefa Loisachel is Dumya the Trefa. And just like Trefa, once you're Asr, you're always Asr. So too, this halach is going to be the same as well. So really, when Rav says that the Eiver is Aser, and the reason it's Chiddush Shal Rav is because the Mishnah said V'Hechzira. The Mishnah said V'Hechzira. So that once you machzer it on Rav, it's Poshet, even the Yad should be Mutter. The animal is Mutter because there was never a Leida, and the Yad itself, even though it was once outside, but now it's back in, at the time of the Shechita was in, it should be okay. It's Dafka Rav's Chiddush, that there's something called Ubasa Trefa, Loisa Chelo Dumya de Trefa, that once the hand is Hoitzi, at that point, even if it was Hechzira, Dumya de Trefa, it's going to remain Aser. So you can't tell me that the Yad will be Mutter Afilo Hechzira. So if it was Loi Hechzira, then everybody would agree that the Halach is that the Yad would be Aser. The reason it's only Rav that's saying that the Yad is Aser, it's because it was Hechzira. The only time Hechzira, the Yad, is going to be Aser is if you say Dumya the Trefa. That's already based on this new halacha of Ubasna Sada Loi Soi Chelo. Either way, the Gemara now, really for almost the entire daf, is going to fire away on Rav. In fact, the Gemara is going to ask three kashas on Rav. The first one's going to be from our Mishnah. The latter two are going to be from Brises. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to bring a Baal Plukta of Rav. The Baal Plukta is going to be the great Rabbi Yochanan. So at the end of the daf today, which will continue into tomorrow's daf, what we're going to have here is a Machloikis, Rav, we'll see it's Shmuel as well. But Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, and Rabbi Yochanan on the other hand. So Zok the Gemara. Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah. My laugh. When the Mishnah says, doesn't mean ever, that even the Eiver is Mutter B'Achila, even though it was Hoytzias Yadai, but being that it was a Chzira, at that point, Mutter B'Achila, it sounds like even the Uber. Meaning you don't say that Kivan Shiyasa Basa Chutzam Chitza say Nesar forever. The Gemara says, Laya Uber, maybe when the Mishnah says Mutter B'Achila means the Uber. It's not a Kash on Rav. I can tell you that it means the Uber, but the Eiver itself is going to be also. But the Gemara says, Iya Uber, if it's referring to the Uber, my ear Yachzira, Avila Yachzira Nami. If we mean the Uber, so why does the Mishnah say the Chzira Mutter B'Achila? L'churi, even if it was loy hechzira, it should be mutter b'achila. What's the pshat? When it's hoitzi, it's nyode, it's not considered a leida. If it's not considered a leida, so there's no reason that the uber shouldn't be mutter b'achila. Whether the uber is outside or back inside, really, as we just said, has no bearing on whether it was a leida or not. We would have chapen afkemin if the uber is outside or if the Uber is inside, L'chayru would chapa nafgemina as it relates to the Eiver itself. If the Eiver was outside, so even though the Hitznia Uber is not considered a Leida, but if it's out of bounds at the time of the Shechita, as we mentioned, that important point, it's out of bounds. If it's inside, so now it's in bounds. Now it's going to be okay. But if you're going to tell me that the Yad is going to be Aser Afilu Hechzira. So what then is the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking only about the Uber. If it's talking only about the Uber, L'chayra Afal Pi Shaloy Hechzira. So again, if the Mishnah means Mutter everything, Sai the Uber, Sai the Yad. So the reason it said the Hechzira Mutter is Alts the Yad. Because if it wasn't Hechzira, the Yad would be Aser. But if you're going to tell me that the Yad is anyways Aser, and the only thing that's Mutter is the Uber itself. For the Uber itself, Afilu Loy Hechzira Nami. So the Gemara says, you're right. Who had the Nafakaf Loy Hechzira? According to Rav, even if you alay echzira, whatever's mutter is going to be mutter. Because again, the yad is aser. The only thing that's mutter is the uber itself, and the uber's mutter afa bishalay echzira. So why did they echzira? I did the kabbayim misni sefer hoitzias rosh. Because being that the sefer, the Mishnah wanted to say that if the uber was hoitzias rosh, afa bishalay echzira, I raise like a yalud. Even if it was echzira, that loch is, it's still going to be aser. The entire uber is going to be aser. Why? Because hoitzias rosh is considered later, like the Mishnah said, I raise like a yalud. Satananami resha, echzira. So poetic symmetry. You wanted to tell me Hechzira in the Sefer, that's a very big Chiddush, to tell me that Hoitzias Roisha Afal Pish Hechzira, it's still considered late. You could have thought that. Maybe if it's Hechzira, you undid what you did. No, Kamash Malon, it's a problem. So you mentioned Hechzira in the Sefer, you mentioned Hechzira in the Reisha, even though from a halachic accuracy perspective, it's actually super imprecise because it doesn't have to be Hechzira. Even if it was Lo Hechzira, it's still going to be Mutter. So why does it say Hechzira in the Reisha? Says the Gemara. The like Rav, it's very posh. It says Hechzira to teach me the fact that not only the Uber is Mutter, but The Yad is also Mutter. But it Rav, the Yad is anyways Asar. So why does it say it? It says it in the Reisha, I got the Sefer. In other words, I needed it in the Sefer. Once I needed it in the Sefer, so I mentioned it in the Reisha as well. Says the Gemara, the Sefer Maiko Mashmalan. So you tell me you need the Sefer, right? You need it so badly that you're even tweaking the Reisha up to the Sefer. Okay, so what's this Grace Chiddush in the Sefer that you need that's mamish, literally leading the way in this whole Mishnah? Obviously, the Chiddush is the Kivin the Yotza Reisha Havala Leida. That's a very big Chiddush. That once it's Yotza Reisha Havala Leida, and by the way, even if it came back in, it's still going to be okay. Frank the Gemara, that whole Sefer is not a Chiddush at all. Tonino, I know from a Mishnah, this Mishnah is a Mesechtes Bechairis. Now, the background to this Mishnah is, it's a long Mishnah, and the Mishnah talks about the laws of Bechair, not shockingly, in Mesechtes Bechairis, and it mentions two types of Bechairis. There's what's referred to as Bechair Lenachla, and this what's referred to as Bechair LeKayanim. The Bechair LeNachla means Pishnayim. Bechair LeKayanim is Negei the Sugya's opinion Abed. And the Mishnah says that if you look at the way the Torah describes Bechair LeNachla and the way it describes Bechair LeKayanim, it's different language. Bechair LeNachla is referred to as Reishis Oinoi. Bechair LeKayanim is referred to as Peterechem. Peterechem means the firstborn child. It's very straightforward. Reishis Oinoi has a very specific connotation. Specifically, what it means is that it has to be a child that the father of the child is Dava Olav, would feel pain and feel some emotional connection to. It's for that reason Chazal said it's possible to be a Bechar that's going to be the firstborn Le'inyin Kayanim, but not Nachla. And by the way, it goes in the reverse as well. What we need is, we're up to the part of the Mishnah that's discussing Ezehu Bechar LeNachla. Ve'ina b'chor l'kayim. So says the Mishnah, what's an example of a b'chor l'nachl, but it's not a b'chor l'kayim? Ba'achar nefalim. In the event there was a child that was born, and it was a second born child, but the first child that was born was a nefal. So a nefal in this context means it was like kol l'chadashav. So it wasn't born full term, which once upon a time was considered a great sakana, has a very specific place in halacha. So in the event that a baby was born after a nefel, so the halacha is af al pisha yotzer oishaychai. Even if this nefel had at one point had his head leave the goof of the mother chai, it doesn't matter. That was not considered a leida, and as a result, it's the one afterwards that's going to be considered the bechar LeNachla, right? So this is an example, that second child of a Bechar LeNachla, that's not a Bechar LeKayanim, right? The first child, the Nefel, is considered the Bechar LeKayanim. Thus the Ba'achar is not the Bechar LeKayanim. But being that the first one was only Bechar LeKayanim, not a Bechar LeNachla, so therefore the second one is a Bechar LeNachla. Now why is it the first one, that Nefel, a Bechar LeKayanim? Because it was Peterechem. The Mais was Peterechem. Why is it not a Bechar LeNachla? Because it's not Reisha Soinoi, being that it was born a Nefel, so the father is not Dava Olav, so it's the one afterwards that's the Bechar LeNachla, being Bechar LeKayanim. Oh, we really need the next example. Ben Tez, in the event that the first child that was born was a bentes. However, it was Yotzer Roishoy, and it was already mace, so it never delivered healthy. So the halacha is that as it relates to Koyanim, that first child is considered a Bechar LeKayanim. Therefore, the Ba'achrov is not the Bechar LeKayanim. However, being that it was Yotzer Roish Meis, so the father was never Dava Olav, it was never considered Reishis Oyin, it was never considered a Bechar LeNachla, and therefore the one that comes afterwards is the Bechar LeNachla. So again, it's the second one that's the Bechar LeNachla, not the Bechar LeKayanim. Why? Because the first one was the Bechar LeKayanim, not the Bechar LeNachla. Either way, says the Gemara, as it relates to that second example, we have a child that was born. It's considered a leida le'inyan kayanim. It's the peterechem, but it's not a reisha soinai. The example was, it was ben tes sheyotza reisha imes. Time of the reisha imes. It sounds like the only reason it's only considered a leida le'kayanim, but not a leida le'nachlo. So that the second one is the example of the bechar le'nachlo and the bechar le'kayanim is because when it was yotza reisha, it was mes. Ha reisha chai. But what would be if it was reisha chai? Haba akra bechar le'nachlo nami le'yava. Then the one that comes second wouldn't even be considered a Bechar LeNachla. Why? Because when it was Yotzer Reish Chai, it was already a Leida. And at that second when there was a Leida, it was Reish Soinoi. And as a result, it's not going to be considered anymore the second one, a Bechar LeNachla. But what's the bottom line? You see a Mefurish Mishnah that once it's Hoitzi, it's Reish Chai. At that point, that's the equivalent thereof to being a Leida. So, Feit Gemara Kasha, you're telling me that the reason it said Echsir in the Reish Rav is I'll do the sefer. The whole sefer to me is one big chiddush. It's a chiddush. Why? It's a chiddush. I don't know why you need to tell me the whole sefer in the first place. To tell me that what? Hoytzius roish is considered a leida. I know that from the Mishnah Besachtes Bchayos. Now the Gemara is a good follow-up. The Gemara is chitim. You'll tell me ashmi inim ba'adon. The Mishnah Mechayrus is telling me maybe that Hoytzius roish is considered a leida when it comes to a human, but our Mishnah still needs to tell me that Hoytzius Roish is considered a leida as relates to a behemoth. So I need the seifa, and I'm telling you the reisha to the seifa. And the reason I would need to know this by Adam and by behemoth is because the Adam behemoth lo yalef. Could be I can't learn Adam from behemoth to impraise the behemoth. And the reason is because no praise there by behemoth. So it seems that a behemoth doesn't have the same rechem as a woman. So when a behemoth is delivering a child, as soon as it's hoitzi roishai, because there's no prize there, so the roish is already going to be exposed, and therefore it's considered chashiv, that would be considered late. But a mother, being that she has a prize there, and therefore the whole makum late is not as exposed, so therefore, in the event that it was only hoitzi roishai, it's not considered so chashiv, and therefore it's not a late. So you can't necessarily learn Adam from behemoth, so therefore I needed the Mishnah Bechayris, despite the fact I have the Mishnah over here in Chulin. Okay, what about in the reverse? Behemoth Adam lo yalfa. And additionally, I need the Mishnah in Chulin, even though I have the Mishnah Bechayris ready, because I could be I can't learn behemoth from Adam. You know why the chashuv parts of panim today? Because the roish of a person is more chashuv than the roish of a behemoth. Obviously, the Adam is more chashuv, so obviously the parts of panim of the of behemoth is more chashuv. So the Gemara says, if you're going to tell me that what? That lo'ilam, the ikur of this Mishnah is the Seifa. And Tana hechzir in the Reisha, Atu hechzir in the Seifa. Aye, what do I need the Seifa for? Don't I know it from the Mishnah Mechayris? No, I know it in Mechayris by Adam, but I need to know it by Behemah as well. And I can't learn Adam from Behemah, I can't learn Behemah from Adam, but the Gemara says, Anami Tanina. The problem is, I have another Mishnah that says that once it's Hoitzi, it's Roshna, it's considered a Leida even by Behemah. And that Mishnah, you don't have to go so far for. That Mishnah is right here in Unzer Eperek. The Mishnah says, Shil Yosha Yatsa Samikta. So in the event that a behemoth delivered the amniotic sac, so a little bit of the shilya, right, that's where the baby is, exited the guf of the behemoth. That loch is asur b'achila, you're not allowed to eat the uber anymore. And the reason is because we're concerned that maybe there was a part of the animal in the shilya that once it emerges is considered a leida. We don't know what's there, but we're concerned that maybe there was something there. And as a result, therefore, you're not. Now, what part are you concerned might have been there? It's the roish. That's what's mavur over there in that Mishnah. That means because there's a chashash that maybe the roish was in the shilya, so therefore, there might have been a leida. Once there's a leida, this whole thing is not going to be okay. The reason that we're concerned about this is because kesimin vlad beisha kach simin vlad behema. Because just like when a woman delivers a shilya, we assume there's always a little bit of the baby there. So too, when a animal delivers, we assume the same thing. But what's the bottom line? You see mafurish that hoitzias roisha, even by a behemoth, is considered what? Is considered already a leida. So why do I need the seif of our Mishnah? Now the Gemara is going to be very wordy. The Gemara is going to recap the kasha, and then we'll do it dal peh. So zok the Gemara is like, yeah, Rabbi Shloim hechzir in the reisha dafka. Bishma, if you're going to tell me when it said hechzir in the reisha, it was dafka. So tana seif out the reisha. So I understand why we have the seifa. The seifa I know from a Mishnah b'chayres. The seifa I know at the very least from the Mishnah later in Chulin. So why are you telling it to me again over here? Tana seif out the reisha. Eli Yamrit. But if you're going to tell me that the reisha is being mentioned, I got the seifa, and I don't really need the sefer. Well, if that's the case, loy the reisha dafka for loy the sefer dafka. The reisha's lav dafka is only agav the sefer, and the sefer's lav dafka is I know it already from under mishnayos. So lomeli mishnaya klaus. What do I need it for in the first place? This was very long winded. Let's just recap this again. Rav said that although the Mishnah says behemah makash leid v'hoitzi ubes yada v'chzir mutav achila, what it means is that the uber itself is mutav achila. But as it relates to the yad itself, the yad is going to be awesome. The Gemara asked the obvious kasha. The Gemara said, if that's the case, then why did the Mishnah say hechzir? Bishlam, if you hold not like Rav, the reason Mishnah said hechzir was because mutter means not only is the uber mutter, but it means the yad is also mutter. And the yad is only mutter. It's a hechzir. If it's lo hechzir, it's out of bounds, it's going to be aser. But if you're going to tell me that mutter means only the uber, because the and is anyways going to be aser, so I have to tell me hechzir. Afilu lo hechzir nami. So the Gemara said that l'chura, there would be a little bit of an eitzah. Maybe the eitzah is that you really didn't have to say hechzir, because as relates to the uber, and that's the only thing that's mutter, echaps non afkamin if it's hechzir or lo hechzir. But the reason we mentioned hechzir is Oh, to the Sefer. Because in the Sefer we wanted to say Echzira. And being then in the Sefer we wanted to say Echzira. So therefore in the Reisha, we're also mentioning Echzira. What's the reason we wanted to say Echzira in the Sefer? Because the Sefer says, Hoitzias Reisha is considered a Leida. It's very important to know that that's true. Afal Pi Echzira. But the Gemara's Dechia is that the whole Sefer is extra. Every part of the Sefer is extra. Hoitzias Reisha is a Leida. Zero. These are all things we know already from elsewhere. First, the Mishnah Mechayris, second, the Mishnah Chulin. But at the end of the day, we know it already. So you can't tell me you're telling me Yechzira up to the Sefer, because the whole Sefer is Miyutar. So again, now we're back to where we were with the Kashan Rab, but now we could ask it a little bit Kishmaka, like the Gemara does. That Bishloim, if you hold, the Loikarav. So I know why the Mishnah said Echzira. The Mishnah said Echzira b'negeya the Yad. Because it's negeya to know that Hoitzi Ober Es Yadoi v'Echzira then Mutar B'Achila not only the Ober, even the Yad. And by the way, once I said Echzira in the Reisha, so I'll tell you the whole Sefer. Hoitzi Es Reisha Afa Pechzira Zeyza Kiyolot, because I'm contrasting the Echzira Mutar of the Yad and the Echzira Osner of the Reish. But according to Rav, with Allah is the Yad is anyways going to be Osir, even if Echzira, the Yad's going to be Osir. So the only thing Mutar in the Reisha is the Ober. And as it relates to the Ober, it makes no difference if it's Echzira or Echzira. There's no Chiddush in the Echzira. So if that's the case, the Echzira of the Reisha is Miyutar. So what are you going to tell me? You mentioned it after the Sefer. The only time the Sefer makes sense is if it's after the Reisha. But the Sefer itself doesn't have a makom really. So I don't need Echzira in the Reisha. I don't need Echzira in the Sefer in the immortal words of the Gemara. If that's the case, the Lama Leilam is Nai Klav. That doesn't make any sense. Why you mention Echzira in the first place? The Gemara says, lie. Or it says, no. La'oyla. The reason it said Echzira, mut going to be mutter even lo Echzira. So why do I need Echzira? Says the Gemara, k'dom Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. We're going to shtel zu something Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, right? Just in basic signon of the Gemara. If the Gemara would say Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that means Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was addressing this point. K'dom Rav Nachman by Yitzchak means we're shtelling zu. It's a zu shtel. That we have a yediyah. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said something somewhere else, something similar to this, and we're going to shtel zu that thing that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said to this point. What did Rav Nachman by Yitzchak say somewhere else? He said, "Loi nitzricha, it's negeya lemakom chatach. Hacha nami so to hear. Loi nitzricha, where this is going to be negeya is ela lemakom chatach. So what's the makom chatach? So Rashi defines what the makom chatach is. The makom chatach is the area that's flush with the base harecha. So it's mamish the point of where the animal leaves the guf of the mother." It's not outside and it's not inside. It's mamish the gvul. It's the granites. That's exactly what it is. That area of the makom chatach, whether or not that would be mutter or that would be aser, would depend, this is all in the world of Rav, whether or not the animal left the hand outside or brought the hand back inside. Let's say sazai. Again. Behema makasha leilid v'hoitze obres yadai v'hechzira. As it relates to the animal itself, mutter, even if it was Echzira. As it relates to the yad, aser, even though it was Echzira. So the uber for sure is going to be mutter. The hand is for sure going to be aser. You know where chapsa meet nafkamina, if it was Echzira, if it was Echzira, that area of the makam chatach. If the animal was Echzira, if the yad remained outside, then the makom chatach is going to be awesome. The yad's going to be awesome. The yad's going to be awesome even if you bring it back inside. But not only is the yad going to be awesome, but the makom chatach is also going to be considered awesome. If, however, the uber brought its hand back inside, although the hand itself is going to remain aser, but the makom chatach is already going to be mutter. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. Beim amakashna leila v'hoitze uber es yadai v'hechzira mutter, even the makom chatach b'achilo. That's what you need it for. Meaning mutter means the uber, but even the makom chatach, and where it's negeya hechzira is with regards to the makom chatach. Hoitze es roishoi, afa pish hechzira, reza kiyolet, everything is going to be awesome. But you want to know where chaps the nafgamina, if it was Echzira, lo Echzira, not the Uber, because I feel lo Echzira, and not the Yah, because I feel Echzira, right? They're mutter and they're aser. We're chaps the nafgamina is makhada. Now, what's the svar, right? What's Pash Pshan on this? What would be the logic behind it? Why does Echap and nafgamina in that area that's flush, the makam chatach, whether it was Echzira, it was lo Echzira? The Pshad is asai. The Pshad is, even though Rav holds that once it's Echzira, or even if it's a chzira, it's going to remain aser based on ubasa basa the treifa loy sechelu kiven sheyatz abasa chutz mechitzas and that's a dummy the treifa that it's going to be aser forever. But Rav acknowledges that in the event that it was loy hechzira, it remained outside, it's even more osur, so to speak. Meaning, if the uber keeps his hand outside at the time of the shechita, so then the yad is osur b'achila almost for two reasons. It's osur b'achila because it's psul yotze, and it's also going to be osur b'achila because at the end of the day it was out of bounds. Even the chokim of Rav are moided to that. Rabbi Yochanan, on Amud Beis, even the chokim of Rav are moided to the fact that it's going to be osur. If he brought it back in, so now there's only one reason it's going to be Aser. The only reason it's going to be Aser is based on the fact that it had one bin yotze. The area of the Makam Chatach, the way we view it is that that area is not considered to have bin yotze. The reason it's not considered to have bin yotze, because it's mamash on the granite. And being that it's literally on the gvul, so we don't view it as being yotze. But at the same time, as it relates to having the heter, of behema bibehema, as it relates to that already is considered to be a little bit too outside. It's exposed a little bit, so it's not considered behema bibehema. So here's the point. If at the time of the shechita, there was a chelik of the animal that was physically outside, and that's considered out of bounds, so if we're reckoning now with there being an animal outside, so not only the entire yad, but whatever was by that makam chatach, that also has to be taken out, because that's also considered to have been outside. If, however, there was no part of the animal that was outside at the time of the shechita, so the ganze animal's inside, this is all behema bebehema. Narvas, there had been a yotze over here. Something was basa basa other trefa lois lechelo. It's only the chelik that was literally yotze. That area that was by the makam chatach is not considered to have been yotze. So with the psul is that it's not behema bebehema. So whatever's by the base harech and by the gvul is also not considered to have been behema bebehema. Therefore, the makam chatach is going to be yasser. If, however, it's inside, and the only reason we're dining the psul is based on the fact that it was once outside. So what part of it was outside? Not the makam chatach. Again, the makam chatach is not behema bebehema. So to the extent there's a chelik that's not behema bebehema, that makam chatach, whatever was in that area, is also not behema bebehema. So if it was loy hechziroi, the makam chatach is going to be aser. If, however, it's hechziroi, then already the makam chatach is going to be mutter, because then the whole iser is because of the fact that it was yoitze, because it was outside the mechitza. That area was never considered to have been outside the mechitza. But the bottom line is just in pshat in the Mishnah. As Pasha Pshat, we're learning Mishnayis now. Behema makashna lele. You have two mahalchim how you can learn the Mishnah. According to the Cholkim on Rav, what the Mishnah is saying is, everything is mutar b'achila. The uber is mutar b'achila because hoitzi asyadai was not considered a leida. And even the yad itself, that the behema was moitzi, is also mutar b'achila, because even though had it been outside at the time of the shechita, there would have been a problem, but the moitzi came back in. And because it came back in, so there's no reason now for us to view this as being a problem. Why did the Mishnah say the Hechzira? It said it only with regards to the Yad. As it relates to the Uba, you didn't have to tell me Hechzira. It was Pasha. The Yad was never considered a lady, so of course the Uba was going to be Mutar. It was Nigeya, the second Chiddush, that the Yad is going to be, because if the Yad was outside, it would have been awesome. Now that the Yad is inside, now it's going to be Mutar. That's one Derech to learn the Mishnah. The Cholkim of Rav, who has a name on Amud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan. The other Mahalach of how to learn the Mishnah is Rav. According to Rav, when the Mishnah says, Behema Makasha Leila, Behoitzi Uber, Siyad, Vechzir, Mutab Achilo, what it's referring to is only the Uber, not the Yad. The Yad is going to be Yasser, and Afal Pisha Achzir, it's going to be Yasser. If that's the case, so why did it say Achzir? Why are you mentioning Achzir? To tell me that the Uber is Mutter, it's Mutter even if Leia Achzir. To tell me the Yad's going to be Yasser. It's Negei, the Makam Chatach. The Achzir, Mutter Bachilah, means that not only is the Uber Mutter, but the Makam Chatach is also going to be Mutter. Because if it was Leia Achzir, then the Makam Chatach would have been considered part of the Yad, and just like the Yad is Asr, that part of the Yad that was by the Makam Chatach would have been Asr as well. Why did it say Achzira on the Sefer? That's all Agav the Reisha. The Iker part of this Mishnah is the Reisha, the Sefer, it's the Mishnah Bechoris, it's the Mishnah later, Masach Teschulin. It was all mentioned B'derech Agav. Either way, we spent a lot of time on this first Kashan Rab. The next two are going to go a little bit quicker, because as we'll see, it's going to end up with the same exact punchline. Again, we did it a little wordier round one. So like this, the next two times will be a little bit more chazar. Says the Gemara Toshma, I'll ask you another kashan rav. And this is from a braisa, which as we'll see, very much mirrors the Mishnah. Not the Mishnah, wordier than the Mishnah. Not surprising, but very much mirroring the Mishnah. A behema, that was makasha leled. So again, it was the shat shechita, and the behema is literally delivering its baby. In the event that the uber stretched out its hand, v'hichzira, right? Mamash, the beginning of our Mishnah. And afterwards, the shaykh checked the mother mutabachila. It's going to be mutabachila. Now, what's mutabachila? That's obviously what the Gemara's discussion is going to be. But for now, it's mamash, the first part of the Mishnah. What would be if the shaykh checked the mother and afterwards the uber was a chzira? What does that mean? Afterwards it was a chzira. Meaning, at the time of the shechita, the hand remained outside. Asav achila. What's asav achila? Again, that's something that the Gemara is going to discuss. Hoitz yesiyadai. What would be if it was a behema makasha leled? The uber was hoitz yesiyadai v'chatcha. And then the shechit went, oh, the hand is out. Boom, let him chop the hand off. V'achakach shechit es imo. And then afterwards, he shechted the mother. So the halach is that shebechutz, tamei, what is outside, meaning the aver that was just chopped off is going to be tummy. Rashi says it's the tum of Eivir Menachai. We view it as Eivir Menachai. For us, being that it's Eivir Menachai, it's going to be Asav Achila. Even if you do a proper shechita later, the Shnebefneh, but whatever's inside, Tahar is going to remain Tahar. Umutter, and you're going to be able to eat it. Shachet Asimoy. What would be if the animal was Hoitzi Asiyadai? The Shechet Shechted the mother, the Achakach Chotcha Habasnar. And then afterwards, he went ahead and he shechted the basar. So the halacha is, I'm sorry, and then afterwards he went ahead and he chopped off the hand. So the halacha is, habasar maganavela. The basar, the rest of the mother, is considered maganavela. It's considered that it's touching now nevela, and as a result, it's going to be tamei, right? Because the nevela we know is tamei. Divir Ameir, the chachamim leimer, the chachamim say magatreifa shkuta. We look at it not as if it's touching nevela. We look at it as if it's touching treifa shkuta. It's going to be okay. Bottom line is four different halachas, all related somewhat to the sugya of the day. What we need is the very, very first part of this braisa again. The first part of the braisa, the first two cases, behema makasha leled, hoitzi uber es yode vehichzira, va'achakach shachet es imoy mute b'achila, sounds very much like the beginning of the Mishnah, shachet es imoy va'achakach hichzira, meaning the yad was outside at the time of the shechita, osne b'achila, it's going to be osne b'achila. Says the Gemara, k'toni mi yoreishno, what was the first part of the Mishnah? Hoitzi es uber es yode vehichzira, va'achakach shachet es imoy mute b'achila. My love, it says mutabachila. What's mutabachila? Lava aver? Doesn't it probably mean the aver? It was a chziroi. So now it's going to be mutter. Kashan rav. This is it. Boom. This is the kashmar. Says loy. Same teretz that we said when we asked the identical kasha from the Mishnah. Uber, it doesn't mean the yad. What it means is the uber. The Gemara says, yo, uber, bazoi. Ema sefi toko tika sefa. Shachet es imoy. Va'acha kach chziroi. Osu bachilo. How are you going to get out of this? Shachet es imoy. And the hand remained outside at the time of the shechita. So the halach is, even if afterwards you put the hand inside, you're a day late and a dollar short, you did the shechita already. So at that point, we also b'achila. Now, the uber, if when we say mutter b'achila in the first case, we mean the uber, and when we say also b'achila in the second case, we have to mean the uber as well. Amai aser, if that's the case, why in the world is it aser? There's no one in the world that holds that if the hand was outside and you shechted the mother, that whatever's inside is going to be aser. Of course, what's inside is going to be mutter. What's inside is always going to be mutter. The shaila is the yad itself. That's already a sugya. So says the Gemara, it's muchach from the second case of the braisa, that when the first case of the braisa said mutter, what it meant was, it means that the hand itself is mutter. Well, if that's the case, this is a bamba kashan rav. So again, this braisa is a little wordier than the Mishnah is. It has that extra case, that second case. So when the Mishnah said, Beim amakasha leilav hoitzi uber es yadav echzir mutter b'achil, I can tell you, mutter means the uber. It's not muchach that what mutter is referring to is the yad. But when the braisa said the same thing in its language, Beim amakasha leilav hoitzi uber es yadav echzir mutter b'achil, it has to mean the yad. You know why? Because there's another case. There's a contrasting case. Shachet es imoy va'achakach echzira asav achila. That can't be the uber, because the uber is for sure always going to be mutter. So must be referring to the yad. Awesome. You see that the yad is mutter, even though it was hoitzi es yadai. Why? Because it was echzira. Why echzira? It's awesome. See, everyone agrees to that. But if echzira, it's mutter, it means you don't darshan u basar basad aloy seichelu dum yedetreifa. This is the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, I have an eitz. You know what the eitz is? I'm going to shtelzu something Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said. Hopefully this sounds familiar. Kedam Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said,
Hachanami, loy nitzrecha, ela lamakim chatach. You want to know what this braisa is talking about? It's a little bit of a doichik, shinuya dechika, but I can always tell you that this braisa that says, Behema makasha leila hoitzu obetz yada vechzir vachashach adazim hay mutter bachila. Or shachzir vachachzir asa bachila. It's not referring to the ober, because the ober is always mutter. It's not referring to the yad. You know what? Because the yad is always asa. You know what it's referring to? That eerie, the makam, agantza braisa for that one little spot. The makam chatach, that's what's going on over here. And what the braisa essentially saying is, that if it was a chzira, so even though the yad remains aser, but the makam chatach now is going to be mutter. Because again, only the yad was basa basada. But the makam chatach, the lumdus we mentioned earlier, was never basa basada. If, however, it was loy chzira, so now the reason the yad is aser is not only because it was basa basada, because it wasn't behema ba behema. The makam chatach is also not considered to have been behema ba behema. And it's for that reason, this is going to be aser, says the Gemara. One more kasha. Eight. When Avimi came to Bechazoi, he brought a brice along with him. And this brice is on the pasuk that we mentioned in the introduction to the daf, one of the psukim that was malavas through the latter part of Elu Treifas. We have to read the pasuk. It says, V'chol behema, mafreses parso, v'shoysa shesa, shtei frosois, malas gero, ba behema, oysa toichelo. Now, the brice was making a little bit of a dick. It says v'chol behema mafreses parsa, and then it says v'shoysa shesa shtei frosois. Parsa means one hoof, and prosnois means two hooves. That's what's going on over here. So it says the braisa parsa hachzir echol. If the parsa, one parsa was hachzir, sounds like return. You could eat prosnois hachzir. If two prosais were returned, echol you could eat. Now, the Gemara heard this price, and the Gemara was trying to make sense of this. What does this even mean? My love, doesn't it probably mean as follows? Hichzir parsa, echol parsa. Right? Doesn't it probably mean, and the way Rashi explains this, is that in the event that the behemoth was makashalele, notice, no remes to behemoth makashalele. But then again, that's not so true, Zok Rashi. Why? Because the whole mikar to the halacha of the shechit of the mother working for the child is from this pasuk. This is the same pasuk that says behema ba behema. So as much as the Gemara's initial stab at making sense of this is very much from left field, but really it's not, because this is the makar to behema ba behema. But maybe the case is false, where the animal that was makasha lele, the uber goes and was moitzi two process. And what the Brice is saying is parasa hachzir. In the event that one of the parsois came back, echol, you could eat that one parsa. Parsois nechzer. If both parsois came back, echol, you'd be able to eat the both parsois. Because any part of the uber that was outside at the time of the shechita is out of bounds. But as long as it came back, it's going to be okay. If that's gates of kashan rav, because according to rav, it's always going to be us. Once it goes out of bounds, it's always going to be out of bounds. You hear the kasha? So again, the Gemara says, my love, doesn't it mean hachzir parso, echol parso, which would mean that if it was hachzir shtei process, echol shtei process, isn't that what's going on? But the Gemara says, loy. What it means is hachzir parso, in the event that the parsa came back in, echol uber, then you're allowed to eat the uber. Says the Gemara, e uber, ma'ir yahachzer, afilo yachzer nami. You don't have to be machzer in order to eat the uber, right? This is one of the klolim of the daf, that the uber you're always allowed to eat. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, and this is not kid the Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. This is where Nachman Yitzchak said his halacha. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, nitzuch elo l'mokim chatach. Where it's negeya is the mokim chatach. So you want to know where this is negeya? It's negeya the mokim chatach. If it was hachzer parso, then you could eat the mokim chatach. If you are hachzer shtei process, you can eat the two makoim chatachs. But as it relates to the parsa itself, that you would never be able to eat. And enchanami, as it relates to the uber itself, that you would always be able to eat. Where it's negeya the hachzer lo yachzer, it's imdritimol, that's only negeya the makoim chatach. But the Gemara asks, v'trei kroy konosav lo. There was two diukim over here that the Braisa made. Parsa hachzer achol, process hachzer achol. From the fact that it says parsa and it says process. And it sounds like both of them are diukim. Meaning it's not just that there's a diuk, because here it says in the singular, there it says in the plural. The Gemara, just from the way the Braisa seems to understand it, is there's a drosha to be had from parsa, there's a drosha to be had from process. If the chiddush over here is that the makam chatach is this somehow in between place where, depending on whether it was haxer or loy haxer, that's going to determine whether it's mutter or whether it's going to be aser. Well, if that's what's going on over here, so you don't have to tell it to me twice, you can tell it to me once. So, my love, wouldn't it make sense? Chad le'ever, the chad makam chatach. One to tell me that the makam chatach is mutter, and the other one to tell me that the entire aver is mutter. Now, just to be clear, once I know that the entire aver is mutter, so it's pasha, any cheluk of the aver that was by the makam chatach is going to be mutter. Doesn't make any sense. The whole aver is mutter once it comes back in. So, what? You have a sugya now, but True, but I need to know it twice in order to know that. Because had I only had one drasha, I would have thought it means the makam chatach. Tell it to me a second time to know it's not only the makam chatach, it's going to be the aver as well. But the bottom line is, from the fact that it says it twice, shouldn't that be a kasha? And Rav Mora says, lo'echad the makam chatach, one is coming to teach me makam chatach, the chad, and the second time is coming to teach me a completely different halacha. I mean, it's not mamish completely different, but a different halacha. And that is, l'kolot b'mei para. What happens if a para gives birth to a baby that doesn't have split hooves? Valibe the Rav Shimon, and it's negated. Rav Shimon's halach. Rav Shimon said, "Call ben para aser." That if a para gives birth to an animal that is a kolot that doesn't have mafres as parsa, it's going to be aser. Kamash malon this pasuk hani mili heichad yotzal avroilam. The only time that's true is if it actually delivers this baby, and there's a para that gives birth to a behemoth that looks like a horse or something, a chamar. So then, enochinami, it's not mafres as parsa. It's going to be out. Avol b'mei imoy. But let's say it didn't deliver. It was still b'mei imoy, and you shechted the mother, shari, it's going to be mutter. I mean, just like there's a chiddush that the shechita, the mother, could be metayer the baby, even though the baby never had a proper shechita. There's another chiddush that even if it's a non-kosher animal in the womb of the kosher animal, how could you have it? It doesn't make any sense. If your mother's kosher, doesn't that mean you're kosher? Not according to Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon, there's an idea of a kolut ben para. That's actually going to be awesome. But to the extent it was a shechita on the mother, then already it's going to be okay. And that's what these two halachas are coming to teach me. There's the mention of parsa, and there's the mention of prasois. Working backwards, prasois is coming to teach me the makam chatach, and parsa is coming to teach me that in the event that there was a parsa, the halach is it's going to be okay. Rashi speaks out. At the Brisa's lashon was parsa hachzir achol, prosais hachzir achol. The makam chatach is related to hachzir, right? Were you machzir? Were you not machzir? What does this halach of kolot b'mei imoy have to do with hachzir? Rashi says nothing. The hachzir, the reisha lav dafka. You'd have to say it's lav dafka again. Some poetic symmetry in this Brisa. Hachzir by one parsa, hachzir by two parsas. But en chinami, the word hachzir is going to be lav dafka. The bottom line is, it was regarding this last and third kasha that Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said his halach of leitzich of makam chatach, which we shtelt to two additional times. So we had it three times in total, and we got out of three jams in the world of Rav to try to make sense of how he would be able to reconcile the Mishnah and how he would be able to reconcile all the braises. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is this concludes 90% of the daf. Shnitas Rav. The Mishnah said, "Beim amakasha leilid lahitzi ubres yadav ichzira muta b'achila." Says Rav, "Muta b'achila means the uber is going to be muta b'achila. Muta b'achila means the makam chatach is going to be mutter b'achila. But as it relates to the hand itself, afal pichach zero, it's going to be aser. Why is it going to be aser? Because it says in the Torah, basa basot atreif alo yisachelu, kivin sheyotza basa chutzlem chitzasai nasa. Meaning, I know it says behema b'behema, but there's another halacha. And it's based on that other halach, it's going to be aser. In fact, if somebody eats from it, he'll be over that laugh of basa basot atreif Loisai Chelo, says the Gemara, second Shita. Ula Amar Rabbi Yech, Ula send the name Rabbi Yechanan, ve'ever atzmai muter. That when the Mishnah says, ve'em abkasha leile, v'oitzer was yodev, v'chzira muter, it means not only the uber is muter, not only the makam chatach is muter, but the ever itself that was yotzalavar ha'olam is also going to be muter. Amar Rabbi Ula, Rabbi Yehuda told Ula. Now why would Rabbi Yehuda be the one that's talking to Ula? So if you remember the names, how did the Gemara start? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said over the Halacha and Rav. Ula is the one that's saying over the Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan. So you have a Talmud of Rav, a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, that are both talking. So Rabbi Yehuda, who has the Messiah from Rav, turns to Ula, who has the Messiah from Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Leib Rabbi Yehuda Ula. Right, he's not random. He's the one that had said over the original Halacha. Like if it was Rav and Shmuel themselves talking, you would understand why Rav's talking to Rabbi Yochanan. Right, not Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, because Rav is the Baal Shita. Rabbi Yehuda was also the Baal Shita. He was the one that said over the name of Rav. He's talking to Ula, saying over the name of Rabbi Yochanan. But anyway, Rabbi Yehuda turns to Ula and he told him, Varav Vishmul. Here it's Shmuel also. That the Aver itself is going to be Aser. Amalei. So Ula told Rav Yehuda, man yahiv la me'afra the Rav Shmuel malin in einen. I wish somebody would give me from the offer of the kever of Rav and Shmuel, I would put it in my eyes because of some skula, mamish to roll in the dust of Rav and Shmuel. But, stating that, as it relates to this halacha, I apologize. I can't accept. Because Elohachim Rabbi Yechana, this Rabbi Yechana said, I call you Bechal Basa Basa Deshev, Eloi Sechelo. Anything and everything was included, Basa Basa Deshev, everything was included, Basa Basa Deshev, Sechelo. Anything that has a mechitzel, the Inyan Achilo, was included in Basa Basa Deshev, Eloi Sechelo. Kishbar Lucha, Kosa Gabi Chatas. When the Torah is mefarit by Chatas, that Chatas, Shni Yatsas Achutz, Lemchitzas of the Chazra, Asura, that a Chatas, that leaves its mechitzel. What's the mechitzel of the Chatas? The Azara. Even if it returns, the halach is you're not allowed to eat it. So I learn from there that chatas who depart rachman abba, it's only true by the chatas. Aval kol mili, as it relates to everything else, kivan the hada shari, once it comes back, it's going to be mutter. So Ula said, hachi am rabbi yechta, rabbi yechna said, he knew about obasa basa the shrefa loisachel. He knew about this. This chiddish that there's a concept of the mechitzas lachila, it's linked up in the pasuk of trefa. Rabbi yechna was well aware of that law. At the same time, he didn't think it was a tzushtel to this sugya, and the reasoning is because as much as there's a halacha that if something's chutz l'mechitza, it's a problem, but once it comes back, it always undoes it. The only time it doesn't undo it is by the chatas, by kachin, and the reason is because there the Torah says mefurish. Now, where does the Torah say mefurish? This isn't the first part of Parsha Shmini, right? The last several weeks with the second part of Parsha Shmini, but this is the first part of Parsha Shmini that talks about Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, the day that Nadav and Avihu passed away, and one of the things that happened was is that there were certain korbanos that were brought, and Aharon took the basar of the sarer, Rosh Chodesh, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and he burnt it, and he wasn't makriv it, and the shaila was why, and Moshe Rabbeinu has a whole shock of a tire to Aharon. He said, was there something wrong with this animal? What, was the dam yoytze? Did it leave? Right, he had a whole bunch of possibilities. Was it nichnas? Was it yoytze? But did it leave the mechitzes? Is that what's going on over there? And we see from there, had it left the mechitzes, even though you brought it back in, that already would have been a problem. But it's stavka by the chatas, with such a concept, but as it relates to anything else, over there, already not. So again, Rabbi Yochanan is aware of Rav's Ikur Drasha. The reason he's chaylik is because he holds that once it's a chziroi, at that point, so if it's lo yechziroi, yeah, tack on ubasa basa the treva lo yisachelo. But if it's chziroi, then it's going to be okay. Fidig mar kasha meisvei, basa basa the treva lo yisachelo, matam aloi mar, fisha matzino, because you find it, maisa shene bikurim. Shafa pisha yatsu chutz l'mchitzasan, v'chazrum mutarin. You find that when it comes to maisa shene and bikurim, if they leave their mechitza, which is Yerushalayim, if they come back in, it's going to be mutter. Yochel, I would have thought, afzekein. So I would have thought that so too, as it relates to this, it would be the same way. Talmud loy ma'trefa. It says trefa. My Talmud, what's the limit of trefa? Omar Rabba. Rabba said, ki trefa like a trefa. Like we mentioned earlier. Ma'trefa kimchin the trefa shoving lo heter. Just like the trefa, once it becomes a trefa, never has a heter. Av basa kimchin yatsa chutzam chitzasai. Shoving lo heter. So too basa. And this price is talking about uber. Behema makasha lele. And it's nezma furish. That it's not like maisa sheni. It's not like Bikurim, where if it leaves, it can come back in. No, once it leaves at that point, that's the whole point of Ketrefa. It's always going to be us. But what do you see from here? You see that once it leaves, it always left. You can never come back in, and as a result, it's going to be us. This is a raya to Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, and Shmuel. It's a kasha on Ulam Rav Yochanan, and in fact, the Gemara says, why isn't it? Because maybe Rabbi Yochanan never said it. It's tufta de ula. If it was Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it'd be tufta de Rabbi Yochanan. Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan is night. Don't checkmate Rabbi Yochanan because maybe somebody misquoted him. I don't know. But it's tufta de ula. It's not tufta de Rabbi Yochanan. Just one last gemara. Amar Mar. We just mentioned in this brisa that lefisha matzina b'maisa sheni bikuran, that if they left and they come back in, it's going to be okay. So you would have thought the uber that was hoitzi as yaday would be the same way. Kamash mula na says the mehecha matzina. Where do you have this makar? How do you know that if maisa sheni leaves Yerushalayim and it comes back in, if bikuram leaves and comes back in, how do you know it's mutter? The chsiv, it says leisucha lecha b'sharecha maser degoncha v'goymer. So we have a pasuk over here that mentions that maisa sheni and bikuram left. The halacha is that you're not allowed to eat it, and it says leisucha lecha b'sharecha. That extra emphasis of b'sharecha is b'sharecha hudo leisechol. It's dafke if it remains b'sharecha, you're not allowed to eat it. Aval yatzu chutz l'mechitzasan ve'chazru. At that point, mutarim. It's going to be mutter. That was the baseness of that previous price. The bottom line in today's daf is the introduction to this whole idea of behema makasha. Hoytzias yodei is not considered a leida. Hoytzias roishnoi. is considered a leida. Hoitzi es yodi, even if it stays outside, is not considered a leida. Hoitzi es roish, even if it comes back in, is considered a leida. What about as it relates to the yad itself? If the yad was outside at the time of the shechita, even though it's not considered a leida, everybody agrees that it's going to be a problem. There's no question in the world that is going to be an issue. The big shaila in the sugi was, what would be if it came back in? If it was hoitzi, it's yodi v'chzira. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the halach is it's going to be mutter. It was hoitzi, but now it's not hoitzi anymore. So it's going to be okay. According to Rav, there's a new halach. Basar v'sad, the treifa lo yisachelu, kivin shiyatza basar, chutzam chitzasai nasar. And by the way, dumi the treifa. Just like treifa, even if it comes back in, so too, as it relates to this that was yoitze, it's going to be a problem. Even if it comes back in. Rabbi Yochanan seemed to be aware of this makar, but he held that it's only true if it remained outside. Once it comes back in, at that point, the only time there's an idea that if something is yoytze and then it was nichnas, it remains a problem, that's by chatas. Kosabachatas in the beginning of Parsha Shmini. But as it relates to everything else, at that point not. One other thing that the Gemara said was that even though Rav holds that the yad that was nichnas is going to be also, but there's an afgemina if the yad was outside or inside, even regarding the yad, as it relates to the shechit, and that is the chelik of the yad that was mamash flush to the beis harechem. If the yad was outside, that's considered part of the yad. If the yad was inside, well, at that point, it's not considered part of the yad. So in as much as the yad itself is going to be a problem, but that area that was keneged, the makom hachatach, that area is going to be mutter. So as it relates to raid, just one foundational maramakim, which is really more kachim dig, but very, very, very much related to the first staff over here. In Perek Behema Amakasha. So the pasuk of Ubasa Basada Trefa Loisachelu is a pasuk that 2 months plus into Masechta Shulin we're all very familiar with. This is the pasuk that teaches us the Loisaseh to the Issa Trefa, Nevela, Trefa, Shchita. These are the ideas that underpin Masechta Shulin. The makar to the lav in the Torah of Treifa is that pasuk of Ubasa Basada Treifa Lo Yisachel. But in today's daf, we saw a Dover Nifla, another halacha completely unrelated to Treifa that Chazal learned from this pasuk as well. And that is that Kivan Sheyatza Basar Chutz L'Mechitzasoy Nesar, at that point it's going to be Asar. And we saw, really, two very distinct applications to this halacha. One is in the sugyas of Behema Amakasha, the other is in the world of Kachim. As it relates to Behema Amakasha, there's a chiddush that's learned out from Behema, Ba Behema, in the latter part of Parsha Shmini, that if you shech the mother that has an uber inside, the shechit of the mother is going to work for the uber as well. Stating that, being that the rechem of the mother is the mechitza for the uber, because as long as it's there at the time of the shechita of the mother, it's going to be mutter. There's a concept that if the uber was hoitzi even as yodai, kiven sheyatza basa chutz l'mechitzasai, afilu echziroi is going to be aser. Why? Because it left its mechitza, and once it leaves its mechitza, at that point it's going to be aser. Another application for this is basa kachem. Basa kachem has a mechitza. Chatos is kachim kadoshim, has to be eaten lezichrei kuhuna, but it has to be eaten dafkin dazar. Kachim kalim, Yerushalayim, maisa sheni, bikurim. Kachim has mechitzas. It was mavur in the Gemara, on Amud Beis, that once kachim leaves its mechitza, at that point, there's this lav in the Torah of ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu. So again, the pashup shad of ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu means that basa, that's a treifa, 8 treifas, 18 treifas, 70 treifas, all the numbers of perikelu treifas, is going to be asner. But there's another halacha that's learned from ubasa basada treifa lo yisachelu that really has nothing to do with treifa. And that is basa that has a mechitza, kiven sheyatza chutz l'mechitzasai, at that point it's going to be nasa. Why is it together with treifa? Because it's a very important part of this halacha that's negeya treifa, dumya the treifa, ma treifa, once a treifa, always a treifa. So too, as it relates to something that left its mechitza, once it leaves the mechitza, it's as if it always left the mechitza. The Rambam in Hilchas Maisei HaKarbonis, this is in Perek Yud Aleph, halacha vav. The Rambam says, "Baser kachi kadoshim sheyatzah chutz lechaymes azar. Baser kachi kadoshim that leaves the chaymes azar. Ubaser kachim kalim sheyatzah chutz lechaymes Yerushalayim. Ubaser kachim kalim says the Rambam that left the chaymes Yerushalayim nifsal becomes pasul biyotze v'nesar loyim, and it's something that you're never allowed to eat. V'afal pisha chazalim koyim, and even if it came back in, also la oichel. You're still not allowed to eat it. Va'oichel mimenu kizayis, and if somebody eats a kizayis of it, loika is going to get malchus. Says the Rambam, how do I know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ubasa basada treifa loisai chevo. Kivan sheyotza basa chutzlam chitzasai. Once basa leaves its mechitza, nasa ketreifa, it becomes like a treifa. Kemoshe biyarnu behilchus macholus asuros. Like we explained already in Hilchus Macholus Asuros. So the Rambam in Hilchus Maisar Karbonis, mamish tifarayin in the blotter of the most kachim digger Rambams in the world. And the Rambam's telling me about the Psul Yoitza, which is like the most basic halach in kachim. He says, you want to know why basar of kachim, whether it be kachim kadashim, kachim kalm, that goes outside of its mechitza. Even if it comes, it's going to be asur. It's kemoshe biyarnu behilchus macholus asuros. Because it's halach in Hilchus Macholus Asuros, uv basar basar the trefet lo yisaychelu. What does it say over there? You know what it says there? Behema makasha lele v'hoitzi ubres yodoi the halach is afal pishach zira, the yad is going to be asur because basa kivin she yotza chutzim chitzasa in nesar v'eiver atzmi yotza the Ram paskas like Rav. So based on that halach says the Ram k'moitcha v'yarnu b'ilchas macholos asur, is that's going to be true in kachem as well? What's the makar to the Rambam? The makar to the Rambam is today's daf chulun samachesa mar aleph mefurish in the Gemara samachesa mar beis. If you want another maramachim, take a look at makis daf yudchesa mar aleph. These are the makaris to this Rambam. The truth is, if you think about this Rambam for a second, it's a chiddush. It sounds like it's a chiddush, right? Psul Yoytze is somehow related to Chulin. Behema Makasha Leleit, right? Does that ring a bell from Zvachim and Menachis? Could be not, right? So what's Pashup Shad over there? So let's take a step backward. What's the Pashup Shad in the Psul Yoytze? Right? If somebody asks, what's the Psul Yoytze? You're going to say, Ubasaba saw the trefa loisa chelo? You better chazer a little bit before you say that. The Pashup Makar to the Psul Yoytze is a Gemara. It's a Gemara, believe it or not, a Masechtas Psachim, daf pei beis. That's not so schwer, because these are the kachim sugis of Masechtas Psachim, but this really is the Makar. The Mishnah says, HaPesach sheyotza, outside Yerushalayim, oy shenitma, yisoref miyad, nitmu habaylim, oy shemesu, tu'ubra tzirosan, v'yisoref b'shisha asar. Says the Gemara, Bishleim atameh, I understand why, if a carbon becomes tameh, or the carbon pesach would become tameh, it would require srefa. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'abasa asheyiga b'chol tameh lo yeyachel be'esh yisarif. Elo yoytze min alon. How do I know that basar kachim, this Mishnah, it's the carbon Pesach, but it's really all kachim, that yoytze requires sreifa? So the Gemara says, d'chsev, it's learned that from the following pasuk. Hein lo yhuva es dama el ha-kodesh ha-pnim. This is in the beginning of Parsha Shmini. It's the pasuk that we mentioned earlier. They seir hachatas darash darash Moshe v'hinei soirof v'yiktzif alulaz v'alisam v'nei harna yisarim lemur madu alo yichaldam es hachatas hein lo yuhuva es dam ala kodesh hapnima. And the Gemara explains the whole shakli v'tayu amalei Moshe laharim Moshe v'enu turned to Harun and he said madu alo yichaldam es hachatas, why didn't you eat the sarash kodesh shema nichnas dam alifnai v'lifnim, did it have the psul nichnas? Amalei laugh amalei shema chutzlam chitzasa yatzasa, maybe it's because it was yoytze, maybe the dam left the Azara. And because it left Azara, that's the problem. Malay laugh. Bakoidish hoysa. Amaloi, I bakoidish hoysa. Vehein loyuva es dama la koidish apnima. Madua loyachaltem hoysa. But says the Gemara, Michal, what do you see from this? The inafka. Had it left Azara, inami ayel, dama lefnim, or had it been nichnas, basrefa, it would have been a basrefa. So the Gemara says, you want to know the Makar. That is something called a psul yoytze. The Makar is the beginning is Parsha Shmini. In other words, the basic elementary answer to the kasha, what's the makar to the psul yoytze, is psachim pei beizam ad alf. It's a kachim digger makar. It's learned out from hein loyhuva es dama el hakodesh apnima madu lo yachaltem oisa. By the way, take a look. There's a machlikas Rashi and Tosfos in psachim pei beizam ad alf. What gnoi the Nakuda is in terms of the drasha where we learn psul yoytze. That happens to be machlikas Rashi, but it's for sure learned out from this pasuk. In this Gemara, talked away in Psachim Pei Beis of Adalf, stating that it's Mavur in our sugi, and the Rambam brings it in Hilchas Macholis Asura, Hilchas Maisa Korbanus Perik Yud Aleph, that is another Makar. And the second Makar is, it's learned out from Ubasa Basada Trefa Loisa Chelo. In other words, there's two Makaris. There's a Makar in Psul Yoytze, there's a Makar in Psul Yoytze from the Parsha of the Chatas, in the beginning of Parsha Shmini, and then also from the halacha of Basa Basada Trefa Loisa Chelo. Just to say this a drop better. Basa Basada Trefa Loisa Chelo
carries with it a malchus. It's alive in the Torah. Just like if someone eats a treif, he gets malchus. If somebody would eat basa that was yoytze in this instance, he would get malchus as well. In fact, the Rambam says that. The Rambam says, basa kacha kadoshim, v'chulu v'oichel imenu kezayis loike, shenemar basa basada treifa loisechelo. So it's clear it's alive. Really, without a basa basada treifa loisechelo, if somebody would eat from a carbon that was yoytze, based on the makarim, sachim pei beis, we'd also get malchus. Because it's a general halacha that if somebody eats psuli amikdashim, he also gets malchus. So really, there's two makaris that are almost telling me the same thing. I have psachim pei beis, parsha shmini, and then I have chulin samaches, which is parshas mishpatim, the parsha of treifa, but both tell me the same concept. And that is basa kachim, that leaves its mechitza, the halacha is that it's pasul, it's aser, and if somebody's going to eat from it, he's even going to get malchus. Just to bring out the point, if you take a look, Zvachim daf chavav amir alef, the Gemara says, Pirchas of v'yatzas olachotz, what would be if the sheichet shechted kachim, and it was mefarcheses, right? It was jumping around, this mamish, it's breathing its last breath, and it was yatzas olachotz, v'chaz when it came back, psula d'alach is, it's going to be pasul. Says Rashi, v'yatzas olachotz v'chaz r'psula, d'ifsula b'yotzeh. Because it's possible yoytze. Kid the gamrina psul yoytze bepsachim bekeitzat soylun daf pebeis amar aleph mehein loyhuva as domel hakodesh apnima mibasa besada treifa. So Rashi over here in chavav amar aleph, which for a lot of people that learn kachim, this is an introduction, right? Because kiyadua, if you learn kachim, you start daf chafei, second seder, regardless of what's being learned first seder, this is the second daf you're learning already on daf chavav. So Rashi has to introduce yoytze to all the nai alumdim. Snok the heiliger Rashi, you want to know what the makarta psul yoytze is? To makaris, this psachim pebeis, this chulin samiches, chloridi burim over here. You have these two makayres to this concept of the psul yaitze. Stating that, Marna Griz, the Brisker Rav, in his first piece in Sefer on the Rambam in Hilchas Psuli Amikdashim says that as much as it's mavur from the sugyas that this two makayres the psul yaitze and Rashi b'lishoyne yazav. Brisker Rav starts with this Rashi. Rashi b'lishoyne yazav gave us these two makairis right here in Zvachim Daf Chavav and Aleph, but at the same time, the two makairis that we have over here are chaluk pe'ikra yisayt. Said the Brisker Rav. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Pei Beis, Hein Loi Huva Es Dom, Machlik is Rashi and Tais, what exactly the makairis? From where we learned the Psul Yoyse, from the Shak Levitaria between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aharon HaKoy. From that makar, we learned that there's a Kachim de Gepsul called Yoyse. Meaning, we know there's a whole regime of Kachim de Gepsul. You learn Kachim, your Lina, and the Pigol, and Shalei Lishma, all the different Psulim that you have. Right? You're holding Chavav, so you just learned to sort of give Nishpach, you know, about that. So all the different Psulim that these are psulei bakoidish, these are all kachim de gepsulim. But said the Brisker Rav that the makar of samaches amar alef ubatsa basada treifa lo yisachelu, that's poshet, that's not a kachim de gemakar. Faker, the Rambam, when he brings the halacha, he says, kim moisha biyarnu b'ilches macholis asurois. The Rambam sends you outside the bounds of kachim. He sends you to chulin. He says this is very much a chulin de gemakar. It's kim moisha biyarnu b'ilches macholis asurois. And the emes is, the Gemara clearly says that this halacha of basa kivish yasa chutzim chitzasai nes, it's true by Behema Makashalele, just like it's true by Basa Kachim Shayotso. So said the Brisker Rav that these two Makaris that we have over here are Chaluk Bikr Ayasoid. Psochim Pei Beis is a Kachim de Gepsol, whereas Chulin Samaches is a Chulin de Gepsol. Narvas, in Yed Kachim, Likta Bechlam Asayimon. Kachim is like Gara from Chulin. And if by Chulin there's a halacha that if it has its Mechitza and it goes Chutz Mechitza, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. So why? Because its Kachim should it be any different. Kachim has its Kachim de Gepsol. And if at least that mechitza, the chayyut should have the same halacha. But said Marna Griz that as it relates to psachim pei beis, that's a kachim de gepsul, and that follows the gedarim of psulei bakoidish, all the kachim de gepsulim. As it relates to basa basa, the treifa loyisachelu, this is very much not a kachim de galacha. This is very much a kamoisha biyarnu b'hilchas machalos asuros de galacha. It's the first nekuda that the Brisker Rav said you have to see klar when you go through this inyan. The second, which is just as obvious, and that is, as it relates to the kachim de gepsul yoytze, so that's true for the basar, it's true for the emurim, it's true for the dan, right? Basar, kachim, that
Tzioitze has a psal yoitze. Emurim, yoitze. Lifnez, rika lachas, rika kachim, kal kachim, dachim, lot of the big sugyas. But there's a psal yoitze on the fats that went on the mizbech. The dam, if it was yoitze chutz lazar, is subject to psal yoitze. This halacha, says the Brisker Rav, of ubasa basada treif aloysa chelo, it's pashit, that's only true by basar. Like the lashon of the Gemara Masech Teschulin, where the Gemara says, kivan sheyotza basar chutz lemchitzasei nesar. This is a halacha in basar that has a mechitza la'achila, where the halacha is loisaychelu in the event that it goes outside of the mechitza. So the kachim the gapsol yoytze is true for basar, emurim, dam, minachis, etc. But as it relates to the chulin diga din of yoytze, that's a loisaychelu diga laf, and that's something that's going to be true only with regards to the basar. It's not going to be true for anything else. The Beskerov said that it's pasha to me. This is the pasha pshan in the Gemara, which at first glance I am berishoyim is a little bit of a sasum digi Gemara. Makas daf yudches amnaf. We're not going to go through the whole Gemara, but just the maramakim. Gufa amarava zar sheacham mina oila. If a zar would eat from an oila lifnei zrika, before the zrika, chutz l'chaima. This is one of those fun Gemaras, and then the Masechta is makas outside of Chemes Yerushalayim. L'Reb Shimon, ayin shaman desugya loike chamesh. You would get 5 malkas. A zar ate kachim. It was an oila. It was before the zrika outside Yerushalayim. Malkas 5 times. A zar is not allowed to eat kachim. An oila, no one's allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat lefnei zrika. And if it was outside Yerushalayim, according to Reb Shimon, you get 2 malkas. Number one, because it was outside of the Azara. Kachi Kadashim had to be eaten in the Azara. And you get another malkas because it was eaten outside Yerushalayim. So according to Reb Shimon, you get 5. And the Gemara asks kashas. If it's 5, you're saying good, say better. Maybe it's more than 5. One of the Gemara's kashas is, Filulki nami mishum ubasa basada treifa lo yisaychelu. Kimit sheyatsa basa chutz lemchitzasay nesar. What about ubasa basada treifa? That's a lav sheyesh by meisna. Why shouldn't you get malkas? And for the Gemara, hani mili, you know when you get malchus for a basa basada treifa, hecha de befnim chase. That's only true if you were allowed to eat it inside the Azara. Now, if I ate it out of the Azara, I'm going to get malchus. But over here, it's an oila. We're befnim nami loy chasni. So therefore, it's not going to be a problem. What was the shakla v'tayr in the Gemara? The Gemara in the Kasha thought that if there's a mechitza to kachik gadashim, it's not let it go outside of the Azara. So now, when it's outside of the Azara, you ate it. This is absolutely yoytze. The Gemara's teretz is that ubasa basada treifa loy sechelu is dafka by achila, and it's when there's a mechitza la'achila, and it leaves those mechitzas, it's aser. An oila has no mechitzas la'achila, because you're not allowed to eat it. So the whole ubas of a sada treifel oisachelu, thank nishdan. There's no bias in sada, proverbially speaking, when it comes to an oila, because an oila has no mechitza la'achila, because it's aser ba'achila. But said the Biskarov, that's the second chilik between the general psul yoytze that everybody knows about, that comes from a Gemara in Psachim Pei Beis and Aleph versus this mechudish tega makar vaslentzach up in the beginning of Perek Beim Amakasha, and that is number one is a kachem tega psul, the other one is kamoicha biyarno behilchas macholis asurois. Number two, one is true for all the chalakim of the kachem, because the aside of it is that something with kedusha that leaves the makam of kedusha is now psulei hamikdashim. The other is a whole different hagdara, something that has a mechitza lachila. If it leaves that mechitza, it's going to be a problem. If that's the case, it's only true by basar kachim, and even then, only basar kachim that has achila. And that's why the Gemara said in Makas Yudchesim Alf, an oila doesn't make sense, shouldn't be subject at all to this halacha of ubasa basada treif aloy sechel. Says the Brisker Rav. This is the second part of the piece. I want to say a ha'ara. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, also in those sugyas, in Perakets Atzoylen. It's on Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there clears, what would be the halacha if you had a chabura who sat down to eat the Karban Pesach, and now the basar of the Karban Pesach left the chabura, or left the bayis where the chabura is? Would there be a psul yoytze, or would there not be a psul yoytze? And it's a whole sugya, psachim pehei, a very, very geshmaka sugya. Every single person ever that sat down to learn this Gemara learned that the Gemara is clearing a geshmaka tzad. We know that there's mechitzis when it comes to kachim. Kachi kadoshim has to be nechal within the Azara. This is a halach. If it's outside the Azara, it's psul yoytze. Kachim kalm has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If it leaves Yerushalayim, it's going to be psul yoytze. Clears the Gemara. What about the Karban Pesach? Where there's a concept that it has to be eaten b'bayis, it has to be eaten b'chabura. So kubi, if it leaves the bayis, if it leaves the chabura, maybe it should be nifsal b'yoytze as well. Says the Piskarov, but the MS is, the Gemara is a very big chiddush. Because heicha matzinu, a musig of psul yoytze, where the area that it's being yoytze from is not more kaddish than the area that it's going to. Normal the havana of yoytze is, Yerushalayim is more Kaddish than Shar HaRatzis. And Azor is more Kaddish than Yerushalayim. You're in this mokim of Kedusha where you're supposed to eat it. If it was Yoytze, it's Nifsa. The bias doesn't have more Kedusha than outside the bias. This whole Havamin of the Gemara that there should be a Psul Yoytze when it comes to the Karban Pesach is a Mechudish Degah Havamin. So said the Briskerov, Nir Laniyas Daiti, that when the Gemara cleared over here in Psachim that it could be there's a Psul Yoytze when it comes to the Karban Pesach, the Gemara came on Nishkemein to Psul Yoytze from Psachim Pei Beizam Aleph. Ironically. The Gemara didn't mean the kachem the gipsul. What the Gemara meant was the chulim the gipsul. Because once the Torah says that the Karban Pesach has to be eaten within a chaburah, it has to be eaten within a certain area. So it's like gara from behema makashaleli v'hoytzias yadoi. Alpha pishach zirud alach is also because basakim shiatsa chutzim chitzasai. It's like gara from any type of basna that has a mechitza. It's not mitzad the kachem the galacha. It's mitzad the basa the galacha. Said the Briskerov. If you take a look at the Rambam, when the Rambam brings the general psul yoytze, so we read the Rambam. Perik yed aleph aloch avav hilchas macholus asurois. Basna kachi kadoshim she yotza chutz lechoymetza azara. Ubasa kachim kalnus yotza chutz lechoymetza yushalayim. Nifsal, says the Rambam. Number one, it becomes pasul. V'nesar lo'oylam, and it's asa forever. V'afal picha chazalim koyma yosa lo'oychloi. V'aychlo menu kazay is like, because it says ubasna basa the treifa lo'yisachela. If you take a look at the Rambam, in Hilchas Karban Pesach, and this is in Perek Tes Halacha Beis. Baser haPesach sheyotzeh chutz lechaburasoi, bein bezadoin, bein bishgaga, neser ba'achila. V'areyu kabasei kachem kadoshim sheyotzeh chutz lehazara, oy basei kachem kalm sheyotzeh chutz lechaymes Yerushalayim, shakol treifa, v'loiken al achilasoi, k'moy shebi'arnu b'maisar kabonis. In Hilchas Maisar Kabonis, the Rambam's lashon is nifsal v'nesar. In Hilchis Karmen Pesach, the Rambam didn't say Nifsal. His Lashon is Nesa Ba'achilo. It's only Aser. It's like Baser Kachin Kadoshim, Baser Kachin Kalim, Shakol Trefa. The Rambam doesn't even talk Kachim Dik over here. Eret Trefa Dik. Eret Kamoisha Be'arnu Be'Hilchis Macholis Asuris Dik. Says the Priskerov, you know what the Chilik is? Because the Psul Yoytze, that's Kachim Dik. Vashteizach, that's Kachim Dik. That's not in Hilchis Macholis Asuris. Hilchis Macholis Asuris is a laugh. It's loisaychelu. Beimam akashaleled, but basa kimetshe yatzal loisaychelu. The psul fashteitzach comes from the kachem de galacha. And if that's the case, said the Priskerov, mameduyik the lashonis of the Rambam in Hilchas Maisa Karbanis, we're benoisif to the fact that there's an iser yoytze alav for a basa basad the treva loisaychelu. There's also a psul yoytze zok the Rambam nifsul v'nesa. But in Hilchas Karban Pesach zok the Rav, like the intuition of the Rav, there really is no psul yoytze if it leaves the chabura. Psul yoytze passes chutz lazara. It passes chutz Yerushalayim. But to say there's a psul yoytze because it left the chabura, where do you find such a psul yoytze? Good, posh. That's the chiddush of the sugi over here. Psachim peyei amarav. Abba said the Rav, yesh loyma, the whole yoytze over here was came on the gevein psul yoytze. So gevein is the yoytze. So gevein the lav. The Rambam doesn't even say puzzle. Does that mean it's not puzzle? I'm not sure how far the Rav means it. But the bottom line is, the Rambam didn't say nifsal v'nesar. Could be the Rav just means it's b'cheftza iser, maybe from the iser nemtzach apsol, I'm not sure. But the bottom line is that the Rambam was a madgish nifsal v'nesar, because yoytze, when it comes to regular kachin, that was yotze, chutz la'azara, it's b'cheftza nifsal, psachim pei beis, it's b'cheftza nesar, beis non chulin samaches. As opposed to when it comes to the Karban Pesach, that's it's coming mikoyach the sugi over here in Chulin, and if that's the case, what it is bechefts is an iser, and that's why the Rambam saying nifsal v'neser. All the Rambam's said is that it's neser, and then the Rav said they have one more dick. One more dick is mamash a meridig dick. It's not shaykh actually. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, it's in Perek Yutes. So the Rambam, the end of Perek Yutes in Hilchas Sanhedrin, he lists all the types of averus for which you get malchus. Right, so we know there's Ramach Essen. And is Shasa Lavin. Within the Shasa Lavin, the Rambam makes a count. He says, Nimtzu kol aloikin mason v'shefa. There's 207 times you can get Malkus. Simen lohem yilaku zeidin. If you remember, we once spoke at a raid by with Torah from the Ramchal. But there's 207 times that you get Malkus. And the Rambam goes, and he's moina keruchel, all 207 times that you get Malkus. Number 75. If someone is oichel mi baser ha-pesach, chutz le chabura asay. If somebody would eat from the basar of a korban pesach outside of the chabura, the Rambam says you would get malchus. Biskarov brings from the Sefer Derech Mitzvah Secha on the Rambam, I think that's the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubav Tzerebo, but the Biskarov brings from the Sefer Derech Mitzvah Secha on the Rambam that he asks that if you go through the entire Rambam, the Rambam does not mention anywhere if somebody eats a chatos that was Yoytze, an oila that was Yoytze, a shlomim that was Yoytze. The only one of the kachim that were Yoytze that the Rambam brings you would get malchus for is a oichel mipsaroi, referring to the carbon pesach, chutz lechabu rosoi. And it's a pliatsuma, said Maran Agris. Why would the Rambam only mention carbon pesach? Now, the Rambam is being machria like he did in Perek Tes Hilchos carbon pesach based on his maskon of the sugya in Psachim Pehei, that if somebody eats from basar of a carbon pesach that left it some chabura, the halach is going to get malchus. But here the Rambam is counting all the times to get malchus. So the Rambam wanted to say you get malchus for eating of a carbon that was yoytze. Why would he only bring the carbon pesach chutz lechaburasle? That's the most obscure, abstract example of this. The Rambam should have brought the basic halachas. Any carbon that leaves its mechitza, said the Briskerov, I'm going to tell you the pshat. The reason is because if you look earlier, number 54, Nun Dalin, Ha'oichel Mipsuli, in one category. Any single time you have kachim, that's pasul, that's psuli ha'mikdashim, the Rambam counts that as one. In the Rambam's cheshbon of 207, all psuli ha'mikdashim really count as one. If that's the case, said the Brisker Rav, that's poshet, that any basa kachim that was yoytze is included in number 54. It's included in psuli ha'mikdashim. So the Rambam didn't have to mention them separately, just like he didn't mention any psuli ha'mikdashim separately. Oh, but there's one psuli Yoytze, said the Brisker Rav, that's not psuli ha'mikdashim. You know what that is? It's the carbon pesach chutz lechaburasai. Like the diuk in the Rambam and Perek Tes Hilchos carbon pesach. It's because that psuli yoytze is not coming mikoyach. It's not coming mikoyach to sugim sochim pebeis. It's not coming mikoyach hein loyuvas damochis rachatayz whatever the makaris. It's not a psuli bakoydish de gezach. It's a chundig psul. Kemoisha biyarnu behilchas macholas asuris. If that's not included in ha'oichel psuli ha'mikdashim, that needs its own number. That's number 75. Ha'oichel mipsori chutz lechaburasai. And you want to know what the makar to that is? It's ubasur basod the treif alois achelu. The makar is today's daf. It's chulin daf samaches saman aleph. So again, psul yoytze is psulei amikdashim de galacha. There's no question in the world. It has a kachim de makar. And that is a Gemara, Psochim da Pebe Zamar Aleph. From the beginning of Parsha Shmini, the Hain Lahuva is Dhamma. But at the same time, there's a Kamoisha Biyarnu Behilchas Macholas Asuras Digi component as well. The Makar to that is the first Sugya over here in Perek, Behema Makasha. Two Grace and Afkaminas between these two Psulim. Rashi brings both of them in Mzochim Chavavim Ralph. By the way, the Rav is Mefalful in that Rashi. But both of these Makaras are brought down in that Rashi, Chavavim Ralph. But two nafkaminas. One nafkaminas, one is a kachim de gapsol, the other is a hilchas macholas, asuras de gapsol. The other nafkaminas, one is true for all kachim, basar, emurim, dam, etc. The other one is only negeya with regards to basar, because it's all rooted in mechitzas of basar. The second half of this brisker rav is that the sugim, sochim, pehei, with mavur, that is a psul yoytsev with basar, carbon, pesach, that leaves the chabura, that was only negeya the chulin digge makar. It's only negeya the second makar that Rashi brings in, zvachim chavav. But it's negeya the kachim, the makar nish, and with that, the Scroll was Miyashiv two diyukim niflaim in the Rambam. One in Perik Tes Hilchas Karban Pesach, and the other one in Perik Yotes in Hilchas Sanhedrin.